So here's a little secret. You just caught Jesus making a mistake. The Pharisees have caught his disciples breaking the rules. The seventh day, God made for resting, and so no one should be doing any work, not even plucking grain in the grain fields. And they try to catch Jesus and accuse him about it. But Jesus, knowing that his disciples were hungry, brings up a little story about another time when some religious rules got broken. Hey, listen, he says, remember King David? One day he and some of his friends showed up in the temple starving, and the priest Abiathar gave them bread that the rule said no one but priests were allowed to eat. And you know what, Pharisees? Nothing bad happened. David and his companions were strengthened for their journey and went on their way. And the point is that God has a well-established pattern of bending rules when human lives are at stake. So what's the mistake, you might ask, that Jesus makes? It's this. The priest that gave the bread to King David and his companions was not Abiathar. His name was Ahimelech. Check out 1 Samuel chapter 21. And as people have read this story, the idea of Jesus, the Son of God, getting scripture wrong has thrown commentators for a total loop. How could this have happened? Did Jesus' scroll of 1 Samuel have some kind of copying defect? Did his vacation Bible school teacher give him wrong information? Did Jesus get the name actually right in the moment, but Mark wrote it down all wrong? We're not used to Jesus making mistakes. My interpretation, though, of this story is a little bit simpler. Jesus was hungry, like his disciples, and he was tired because he'd been traveling, and maybe he was even a little irritable. You know, hungry and angry, or hangry, as they say. And our brains don't function well when those basic needs aren't met. And if we're lucky, the worst that'll happen to us is that we'll confuse our Ahimelechs with our Abiathars. Jesus was human, after all, really human. He had needs like we do, vulnerabilities like we do. He got tired and hungry like we do. He's Son of God, yes, Lord, the very Word of God incarnate. But as he says in this passage, he is also the Son of Man. And Son of Man can be, yes, a title that means one that comes from heaven, but it also simply means human being. You and I, we are sons and daughters of man in that sense. Fully human, with sometimes rumbling stomachs and foggy brains. By the way, today you should leave here with neither, since there's going to be food right after worship. And as the fully human one, Jesus revealed that God delights in human beings. God wants us to be human. And limited and fragile and vulnerable in all of those ways, with all of our limits. It is no crime and no sin to need rest, to need food, to need healing. And it is this precise human, or I should say precise human being, precise nature of humanity that God wants to protect by giving rules. By giving commandments. Commandments like, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all of your work. Why? Because human bodies need rest. Human brains need rest. We need to have times where we set aside the routines and remember that we weren't made for constant work, but that we need God to do work in us. We need periods of refreshment and enjoyment, time to sit back, time to remember God's word. For God will keep creation humming, even when we aren't plowing fields or building walls or washing clothes or answering email. Sabbath is, in that sense, a gift, and a sign that we belong to God, and not to our routines. God is the master of time and not we ourselves. In Deuteronomy, the passage we just heard a few moments ago, in Deuteronomy, it's clear that the gift of Sabbath, the gift of rest, belongs to everyone, and not just those who are privileged enough to have jobs that give them paid vacation. It belongs even to animals, donkeys and livestock and oxen. It belongs to male and female slaves and to the resident alien who lives in the towns of the people of Israel. It belongs to everyone because everyone has these needs of rest and restoration because we are creatures and not gods. The commandment for Sabbath was meant to keep God's creation delightfully creaturely, to keep human beings delightfully human. But it's the way of human beings, both to resist God and to resist our own limits. And it is the way of human beings to turn what God intends as a gift into something that we can control. In Jesus' day, the Pharisees resisted this God-given freedom of Sabbath, this holy day of resting and remembering, by turning Sabbath observance into a mighty list of religious rules and regulations. No plucking grain, even if you're hungry. No helping a man with a withered hand, even if it would restore his soul and spirit and body to do so. Rather, for them, this commandment about Sabbath became a commandment about doing the right things at the right time so that God might be pleased and so that we might prove that we're more than human,